morning. Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you on the South Shore's Morning News. And it's that time of the program. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Axe Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, hello, David. How you doing?
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right. Well, we've got, they're out there, the hackers.
Ooh.
Always so looking to steal your information.
Exactly. It was 1 year ago that we were forced into lockdown, and at that time our team rushed to get our clients set up to work from home. Mm. Now, a year later, remote workers are comfortable working remotely, and unfortunately this has led to a brand new security challenge. It's amazing what these hackers and scammers will do or try to do to get our information. Sophos, one of the worldwide security experts, have found that hackers and cybercriminals are capitalizing on this new work-from-home scheme of the things that we're doing with the genre of selfies, stealing a range of personal data that could be used to execute identity or financial fraud. So when you set up your work from home, you look at yourself on the screen, you look what's behind you, and you don't like the look of that mess behind you, so you put up pictures, maybe pictures of you doing your favorite sport, mm-hmm. or pictures of all you and your family, and that's one of the things, one of the items that cyber criminals try to get so that they can try to steal your identity.
Wow.
Okay, so these are folks that are taking photos of themselves on a Zoom or whatever the platform they're using and posting them. And so they're combing through, these hackers are combing through the photo evidence, I guess, and looking for all of those different details that might give them information about who we are and what we like.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening. People are taking selfies and they post them. Look, I'm working from home.
Hey,
we're doing this.
It's so fun.
Yeah, look at me.
I'm working at home.
And there's other images of, for instance, virtual birthday parties held over Zoom or Teams, which could also be used to narrow down dates of birth and collect names of friends and family members. So there's so many things they're looking at and so many things we still do wrong because we're comfortable in our wow. environment.
Oh, it's so fascinating, isn't it? Every time you bring this up, I mean, again, this is most of us, you know, and that's why I believe most people are good because we don't think about this. We say, oh, this is fun. I'm working at home, or I'm going to put pictures up of my kid's birthday or right. my own birthday. And you're right. Then there are people that just go through all of this that put in a lot of hours. We certainly know they have apparently a work ethic for evil. They put in a lot of hours going through every photo, looking for every detail. Because, David, in your article, you talk about, you know, if you're sitting there and you've got a package behind you that has your address, if I can zoom in, if I can somehow get that address, I know where you live. Or you said information that might be on like a bulletin board or something on the wall behind you.
Yeah, of all those things, you don't want a blank wall when you're doing Zoom or Teams. You want people to be excited about what they see behind you, and the cyber criminals certainly are excited about what they see behind you. When I was sharing these office selfies, it may seem harmless, but that's not the reality. Once again, we're falling into the age-old trap of oversharing online and overlooking the risks. We don't think about those things. We think about, well, I have to secure my router and I have to make sure I have a good password. But then you open up a window into your home and everything that you're doing that's even more important or more valuable than sharing a password.
I feel like I'm headed to this point of living in constant paranoia that whatever I do is essentially going to make me this bait for Hackerville. Like I just every possible step I take online, I feel as though this could be it.
Yeah.
I've done it, and I don't even know.
But you're talking mainly about publicly sharing. I mean, if you're just doing a birthday party with your relatives or neighbors, right? I mean, would that be okay? I mean,
you're doing it on Zoom or you're doing it in Teams, and
yeah.
People still don't understand that they should lock down their Zoom. They should force people to use a password to get into the room. And if they're not doing that at this point, then a hacker can crack that Zoom meeting and just watch what you're doing.
But is there ever a possibility it can be hacked and I wouldn't know? A Zoom meeting in particular.
In Zoom or team meetings, can somebody be present without showing
invisible?
Up in somehow?
They've got an invisible shield.
It's not as elaborate as an invisible shield, but yes, they don't have to show their picture. So you don't actually know that there's someone there. And if you just saw a blank box in Zoom, for instance, would you be concerned about that?
Well, yeah.
I think if you had like Nanny and, brother, cousin, and then Clyde, like you would think, who is that? That would be weird.
Clyde's the dog. Pick another name.
Oh, okay. Harold or something. you would say, can we close this out and start again? I don't know. I mean, yes, you should definitely. If you see a blank black box that has a name or something you're not familiar with, you should just stop right there, right?
Yeah, or just a blank black box. They won't be showing you Harold.
Yeah.
I think you just alienated an awful lot of listeners with those names.
I'm sorry.
But anyway.
Evil person.
Dr. Evil's in my Zoom meeting.
What's that? Harold's online, too. He wants to take issue with me. Okay, yeah. So in any event, you got to be careful about this. And the thing about it is that I guess, again, sharing the information and, again, having that stuff behind you, which, really makes us vulnerable.
Mm. It does. It's a difficult world we live in, and we all have to do everything we can to protect ourselves and to just think about the things that we're doing. The only way to really protect ourselves, Lisa, if we want to do that, is just unplug everything.
I know. I can't.
That's the only way to protect yourself. That'll do it.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I mean, yes, keeping up the vigilance, always knowing what you're doing, what you're signing up for, what are those security parameters, what are you agreeing to when you check that little box that you scroll by after a very long few scrolls. Yeah, it's a lot to take in, but that's why we love checking in with you, David.
Yeah,
you're always
David
keeping
Snell.
Us on our toes and making sure we're aware of all things related to tech and how to be safe.
Yeah. And this is probably good advice. Just do what the people on TV do. They've been doing a lot of interviews from their home, is to have a bookshelf set up with a lot of important books that you don't really read. Set those up behind you. That has been working for them.
Think about how smart you look.
Yeah. And it's even better when you notice when the person has their own book and they put that prominently up there.
I'm just going to put a lot of pictures of Hawaii and just pretend that I've moved to some tropical island.
You can do that. David, where do people go to read more?
Let's go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link and get all the work from home security issues.
Love it.
Thank you, David.
Have a good day.
You too.